I have replied on this thread level in several ways for various reasons of information-directed tracking. I am fully public in regards to what I am saying. I have visited the Windsor Center, a crisis stabilization unit, SU, 2 times in short time in a single week. In the first visit, they of course process a drug screening. I know it returned negative. I have been completely honest with doctors and family and everything involved. My first blood draw and urine test from Kaiser Permanente also has a drug screening test. Shows negative. Without any issues, because I know I am not addicted to any drugs, I have decided to abstain from such activities since April 10th when I returned from a trip to Wesley Health Centers on Vermont Avenue in Los Angeles. The second visit at the Windsor Center, they really did not have a reason to suspect I was under the influence. They did not take a urine test. Also, the psych evaluation to get a psych clearance was more or less optional. I went ahead and had that interview session with their psychiatrist. The phone appointment with Dr. Chu actually occurred when I was actually under my care intake at Windsor Center. I did not yet had read Dr. Chu notes, representing a barely crack in the ice, by his mention of being a victim of gang stalking and Borrego Health raided by the FBI, being blackballed from care. If you read closely, you might understand how forceful it took to get my intake facts into place. There are still details that are a part of both my primary doctor, Chen, and my HIV doctor notes that are not fully accurate to the details I have journalized. They do not see the full accounts of the facts until they realize the facts of this case are actually available in my journal. Dr. Shigino is the same doctor referenced with Borrego Health and restraining order. I did not have Humana when I was with Dr. Shigino. I had YEP. I switched to Humana after the termination of care with Dr. Shigino. My first insurance group was Prospect Medical. There is a revealing storyline from other patient reviews at Prospect Medical Group on Google Reviews, especially the most recent review. It was only 3 weeks ago that they have taken ownership of the reviews page and started to respond. Me, as a targeted individual, have a permanence issue with my comments, Google Reviews, and YouTube. My own comments on these platforms do not appear live for others to read. Google Reviews, Prospect Medical Group. Insurance. 6. Health. 6. Primary Doctor. 4. Plus 6. Sort by. Most relevant. Newest. Highest. Lowest. Lay. 3 reviews. 2 months ago. Do yourself a favor and avoid Prospect at all costs. Even the primary care doctor, who took my appointment out of empathy, because I am in excruciating pain, told me that Prospect takes at least a month to come through. I have been unable to get the referrals I need and still suffering in sickness. 1. Prospect Medical owner, 5 hours ago. Thank you for reaching out and leaving a review. We are sorry to hear about your negative experience. Please contact us at stayinfirmed@prospectmedical.com, so that we can learn more about the details of the situation you experienced so that we can correct these issues immediately. We have been working to improve our referral turnaround times and process most referrals within 5 business days from when we receive them. Sahak Kazanjian. 7 reviews middle. 11 photos. 2 months ago. Reading the other reviews, I should have read it before I signed up with this group, Prospect Medical. The worst medical experience that I had in my life. I just wanted to share the latest experience that I have had with this company, which more. 2. Prospect Medical owner, a month ago. Thank you for reaching out and leaving a review. We are sorry to hear about your negative experience. Please contact us at stayinfirmed@prospectmedical.com, so that we can learn more about the details of the situation you experienced so that we can correct these issues immediately. Jacob Delian. 1 review. 3 months ago. If I could rate this a 0, I would. I've dealt with them the past 6 months, and they're nothing but issues, and I've still got nowhere with them. I filed a grievance against them as well as took it up to the Department of Managed Healthcare. More. 2. Prospect Medical owner, a month ago. Thank you for reaching out and leaving a review. We are sorry to hear about your negative experience. please contact us at stainfirm.prospectmedical.com, so that we can learn more about the details of the situation you experienced so that we can correct these issues immediately. Sahak Kazanjian. 7 reviews middle. 11 photos. 2 months ago. Reading the other reviews, I should have read it before I signed up with this group, Prospect Medical. The worst medical experience that I had in my life. I just wanted to share the latest experience that I have had with this company, which resulted of me canceling my contract with them as of end of this month. My primary drive asked for a referral for a specialist. After 3 weeks I called them up for a status. She told me that it was approved and gave me the doctor name and the phone number. So I called them up to find out that they don't take Prospect. So I called Prospect back and I told them about it. She said she will send a second request and it should take 24-72 hours. So I called them back after 3 days. She told me that she got another doctor for me and she gave me the information. So I called the new doctor to find out that the office number that they gave me doesn't have any doctor with the doctor name that they gave me. This was very frustrating, and I knew at the point that this was it with this group, since this experience it was not the first, and I knew it was not going to be the last. The life is too short just to deal with this kind of unresponsible company. Doctor Notes, HIV Care, June 21st from Kaiser Permanente. Notes. Progress Notes by Jonathan James Chu, MD at 6/21/2023 9:54 a.m. Status, signed. Infectious Diseases Clinic. Kaiser Permanente Fontana, /Ontario. HIV Clinic Initial Consultation Note. 6/21/2023. Reason for consultation, HIV. History. James M. Driscoll was diagnosed with HIV. Reason for consultation per primary, new patient. James M. Driscoll is a 57-year-old male with bipolar disorder and HIV, requesting to establish care at Kaiser. HIV diagnosed in 1999, on medications, reports last viral count was undetectable, could not remember names of medications, but according to Rite Aid he has Rx for Simtuza, first Rx 9/2022, and Tivicay, first Rx 10/2019. Of note, patient has mood disorder, not on medications, declined psych referral offered by me and reports there's a restraining order taken out on him by his last PR. Review of Dr. Chen's notes as follow. PT is new to me. New to Kaiser. Reports non-satisfactory care at Humana and past providers. Reports there's a restraining order by doctor at Humana. James M. Driscoll is a 57-year-old male with PMH HIV, 2 Deutschmarks, bipolar disorder. HIV diagnosed in 1999. Reports CD4 0.40, reports has not been on Hive Med since April 2020. Reports last viral count was undetectable. Meds, cannot member name but uses pharmacies below. Walgreens Baseline and SB. Rite Aid Kendall Avenue. 2 Deutschmarks, at one time on insulin, currently not on any meds. Reports last A1C was 7. Bipolar disorder. Currently not on any meds, was previously, declined psych ref at this time, wants to wait, wants to do one thing at a time. Does not want to be overwhelmed. Right jaw and tooth pain next 2 weeks. Lump on right lower jaw, painful to bite down. Has not seen dentist in years. Denies fever, chills. Physical exam from prior provider. Copy and paste it from note without graphics. Please see Dr. Chen's note for complete details. Comments. Right lower jaw swelling tenderness. No discharge. Bad dentition. Mouth, throat, lips, no lesions. Mouth. Mucous membranes are moist. Dentition, dental tenderness, dental caries and dental abscesses present. Tongue, no lesions. Pharynx, oropharynx is clear. Tonsils, no tonsillar exudate. Cardiovascular, rate and rhythm, normal rate and regular rhythm. Pulmonary, effort, pulmonary effort is normal. Musculoskeletal, cervical back, normal range of motion and neck supple. Lymphadenopathy, cervical, no cervical adenopathy. Skin, findlings, rash present. Rash is macular and papular. Comments, maculopapular rash on trunk, arms, legs, buttocks. Non-tender, no discharge. Psychiatric, attention and perception, he is attentive. He does not perceive auditory or visual hallucinations. Mood and affect, affect is angry and tearful. Speech, speech is rapid and pressured and tangential. Behavior, behavior is uncooperative, agitated, aggressive and hyperactive. Thought content is paranoid and delusional. Dash, 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 per our conversation today 6/21/23. Contacted patient via phone. Verified DOB. Per policy, dash, we do not consent to recording of any kind of the medical conversation. He informed me that he was not doing so at this time and we were able to proceed. He informed me that he previously established with Inland Psych. HIV DX in September 1999. Currently, 2 medication TVK, / Simtuza, - 6 months. Informs me he's a victim of gang stalking. Prior medical provider's office was raided by FBI. Office, - Borrego in Palm Springs, 2020 FBI raid, - Dr. Shigino. Then attempted to establish care Dr. Malil in Riverside, - unsessful. HumanaCare stopped care with him, - then moved to Prospect Medical, - 6, - 8 months ago general time, - prior HIV care, - Wesley Health on Vermont Avenue, Dr. Ross. Unable to provide full name of this time, - January, - April 10, 2023. - During this time he notes he was undetectable, will need to request records. He informs me that he was never tested for resistance and he is very upset about this fact. He notes that his health has been compromised because of other providers. He informs me that he feels that he has been blackballed by the medical system as a whole, - not specifically KP, but the prior ones which he was previously working with. He informed me that a provider at one of the prior medical providers filed a restraining order against. We had to review the details of events multiple times. He sometimes would need to be - directed back on topic. Completely out of medication as it stands, - just ran out 1 day ago. Will refill. He has been on Bactrim or other related medications for prophylaxis in the past. I informed him we will - start Bactrim at this time. CD3 CD4. Date. Value. 06/13/2023. 27% L 06/13/2023. 171 cells, / millimeters 3 L, HIV load. Date. Value. 06/13/2023. 44 copies, / MLH, 06/13/2023. 1.64 log CP, / MLH. HIV, - 1 RNA log 1.64 H, 06/13/2023. HIV, - 1 RNA PCR 44 H, 06/13/2023. Past medical history, diagnosis. Date. Small bullet. HIV positive. 6/16/2023. Social history. Socioeconomic history. Small bullet. Marital status, unknown. Spouse name, no social history on file, - go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Small bullet. Number of children, no social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Small bullet. Years of education, no social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Small bullet. Highest education level, no social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Occupational history. Small bullet. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Tobacco use. Small bullet. Smoking status. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Small bullet. Smokeless tobacco. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Substance and sexual activity. Small bullet. Alcohol use. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Small bullet. Drug use. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Small bullet. Sexual activity. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Other topics. Concern. Small bullet. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Social history narrative. Small bullet. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Social determinants of health. Financial resource strain. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Food insecurity. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Transportation needs. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Physical activity. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Stress. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Social connections. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Intimate partner violence. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Housing stability. No social history on file, dash, go to history activity and enter appropriate social history. Social history. Substance and sexual activity. Sexual activity. No sexual activity history on file, dash, go to history activity and update sexual activity. Then, if in the hx/p/ap tab, remove current text and ray, dash, enter smart link. Otherwise, right, dash, click to refresh the smart link. Current outpatient medications on file prior to visit. Medication. SIG. Dispense. Refill. Small bullet. Amoxicillin, dash, Paclitaxel, Augmentin, 875, dash, 125 milligrams oral tab. Take 1 tablet by mouth 2 times a day for 10 days. 20 tablet. 0. No current facility, dash, administered medications on file prior to visit. Allergy, allergies. Allergen. Reactions. Small bullet. Metformin. Hypoglycemia with metformin. No components found for CD4-ABSCT. No components found for HIFPCR. No results found for CBC. No components found for LITES. BUN. Date. Value. Ref range. Status. 06/13/2023. 16. Less than equals 18 milligrams, /Dale. Final. Count your ode. Date. Value. Ref range. Status. 06/13/2023. 1.32 H less than equals 1.30 milligrams. / Dale. Final. Atlantic Standard Time. Date. Value. Ref range. Status. 06/13/2023. 11. Less than equals 34U/L. Final. No results found for alt. No components found for FOs. CD3/CD4. Date. Value. 06/13/2023. 27% L06/13/2023. 171 cells / millimeters 3 L has load. Date. Value. 06/13/2023. 44 copies / MLH 06/13/2023. 1.64 log CP / MLH. Assessment and plan. Pound sign HIV positive. - Original DX 1999. - Likely history of AIDS given noted history of needed Bactrim or alternative prophylaxis. - Most recent CD4 is 171. - Prior to Simtuzumab / Tivicay unclear regimen history, we'll need to see if prior provider records are able to provide these details. Informed him that he will be sent electronically release of information forms which he can fill out. - Currently on Simtuzumab and Tivicay since January, - April 10 via Wesley Health, will refill at this time. - VL44. - CD4 cells 171, CD4 percentage is 27%. 6/2023. - Bactrim 1DS tab daily, prophylaxis historically and will be restarted at this time given CD4 count. - Will be resistance at this time guard and archive. - He informs me that he is hyper. - Suspicious of becoming blackballed by healthcare systems and that he is very upset with his prior providers. - Requesting a no caption transcription be used for all conversation. At this time I informed him that I do not consent for any recording of conversation of any kind and that it is also against KP policy. He informed me that he was not recording me. - Labs ordered today for completeness. Pound sign rash. - Since January. - After a rainstorm, / camping in LA area. - Unclear what this could be, will run labs at this time, but given chronicity may need dermatology evaluation for biopsy. We'll see what labs show us and what records can be reviewed from prior systems. Pound sign noted DX of bipolar. - Per primary. Pound sign noted dental issues per review of PCP note. - D for the primary. Jonathan Chu, MD. Department of Infectious Diseases. 6/21/2023. 2:35 PM. Certain content delivered by MyCart registered trademark, licensed from Epic Systems Corporation. Copyright 1999 to May 2022, patents pending. - In my case, there are about 4 or 5 separate primary care to infectious disease referrals that never panned out in my ability to trust this path of doctor care. I transferred Prospect Medical Group to Optum Group and still have trust wobbles. I decided to attempt concurrently running HIV. Optum referred me to the doctor an ID that I previously attempted to pick right after Dr. Shigino. I made notes at NPNO 4 years ago. Web, link, https, colon, / npino.com/np/1851,498,729-sadakar-v-malala/on-that-site, there is available at disks commenting tool available. It was told 8 had only one option under Optum for ID Doctor. At least I was able to restart HIV medications after being off HIV medications when Dr. Shigino was still refilling my medication from March of 2018 until his death April 10, 2020. At begin of 2023, I decided to travel to Los Angeles as a homeless person on the street with a test at CD4/CD8 of 0.38. Concurrently, having two doctors at the same, one in Riverside and the other Los Angeles. Mentioned in doctor notes, what Dr. Ross did was outrageous. I described this to both my doctors at KP. This is the first time I have put my experience from April 10th RH into words written, dash, I described this to MSW at the community hospital here in San Bernardino recently. Her response to this description was that I was being blackballed from care. Exactly said. The appointment in Los Angeles was carried by an Uber paid for my Humana transportation services. Mentioned in the NPINO of Dr. Malala. On my trip from San Bernardino to Los Angeles, the driver's name escapes me right now. I share her a story about how low of my CD4/CD8 ratio tested at 0.25. 75 points down from normal. I had not yet received my blood test results from Wesley. At the conclusion of my story and this medical transportation Uber, I asked the driver of this particular trip to contact Uber Safety Program. The MSW statement at the hospital was not yet stated and evaluation was not put onto a consultation until May 2023 about being blackballed from care. It was this story I shared with what happened after I got out of the Uber and into medical session appointment with Dr. Ross. As I said, this is the second appointment I had with Dr. Ross. This occurred on April 10, 2023, exactly today of April 10, 2020 that Dr. Shigino died of a so-called stroke. In April 2020, I violated the restraining order Dr. Shigino had unjustly placed against me. When the San Bernardino Police Department originally showed up on the complaint of Dr. Shigino, of course the police did not reveal the source of the complaint. I told the officers that arrived at my mom's house, my residence at the time, I would violate such a restraining order. Remember, Dr. Shigino worked at Borrego Health raided by the FBI in August of 2020. It was March of 2019 when I had a tweet thread I wanted Dr. Shigino to read. Even though Borrego Health had a Twitter account, it was not tagged with the clinic. My tweet thread was with the CDC HIV director, Dr. Jonathan Harry Merman. At Rumermink. Dr. Shigino told me he would not have time. This story is the same everywhere I have attempted new doctors-provider relationships. As tweets do not disappear, the thread remains online. This ended up with a conflict and Dr. Shigino ended up terminating my care unjustified. I started to fax him, comment 9B his NPINO record, and placed a timelyvitals.com review before that site was taken over by Webmd. My review unjustly deleted and it would have been apparent the vitals.com site was supporting good doctor reviews and somehow censoring bad reviews. The text submission box placed on the toolkit for comments is basically unlimited. So I used this to my best advantage and of course saved my own copy of the HTML submitted review page. Ouch! I provide a spoken voice narrative of this vitals.com review page as well as a few music selections, documentations from Google reviews for my local SO of Foothill AIDS project where I remain blackballed from having client services. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://dr-eric-tamami-shigino.fucked. uphuman.net, yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. SOS/vitals.com-reviews/ I said, ouch! This started March 2019, so the period and content of my original Twitter share still available. The faxes I sent trying to persuade Dr. Shigino to reverse course, which he did not do. The declaration I filed in court case based on complaint and restraining order, and the content of the violation of such restraining order, occurring a few days prior to April 1st, because I still did not have a viable HIV doctor. Here's where I say. As the FBI actually raided the offices of Borrego Health in October 2020, the San Bernardino Medical Office remains closed since January 2021. Those other patients, of course, were given referrals to other doctor providers. I was left out of such a process. I do not know knowledge the FBI has for the investigation of Borrego Health. I have directed correspondence to the FBI throughout all of this mess. In the period between March of 2019 to April 10, 2020, considering the content I shared and filed in court and the method of how I violated the restraining order by fax, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://dr-eric-tamami-shigino.fuckeduphuman.net Yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. SOS/faxes/ including Dr. Shigino knowing I hold this particular naming domain on the web, legally and professionally, my supposition, most likely true than not true. Dr. Shigino did not die of a stroke on April 10, 2020 as reported in the news. No, no. He died of caused by suicide strictly related to me and would have been through as being a targeted individual of gang stalking. Or as he is 10 years younger than I am, the stroke might have been because of the stress of being exposed of lies that are established and being blackballed in a conspiracy. Court records stored here. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://dr-eric-tamami-shigino.fuckeduphuman.net Yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. SOS/CIF%20DS%201,921,276/ Which do you want to choose? Now let's move up to my most recent wrong way bad acting doctor care. That of Dr. Ross, an extended time medical session to incorporate medical history, on specific insurance billing code of 45 minutes. Dr. Ross, note if this email becomes a stored index document of the surface web, this action he took could indeed end his career. But it said here is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. What happened in that medical session is outrageous. So I have a second session with Dr. Rosso of Wesley Health Centers on Vermont Street. Web, link, https://npino.com/primary-clinic/1649,896,903-wesley-health-centers-vermont-annex/ There are two at disks comments from me there. I have this web directory noted which includes a VZM format data file of the SMS schedule notification channel. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell, ding ding. http://realityaudit.life. Yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standard-software/disability-advocation-nogin/wesley-health-centers.com/so-let-me-describe-in-written-words for the very first time. This is the session that has 45 minutes to incorporate medical history. I talked about the Borrego Health FBI raid, etc., etc. during my first visit. I mentioned Dr. Malala and his NPINO record had comments. Me and my mother were at Dr. Malala's office in Riverside when I was concerned about the doctor not receiving my fax or any confirmed communications. I of course have had to mention to Dr. Malala about my low CD4/CD8 ratio of 0.38 tested. His response was paraphrased, "We don't use a test anymore." Whether or not my mother remembers the doctor saying this to me, I stormed out of the session. I could not believe what they just told me. That is why I sought to get a second doctor's evaluation from Los Angeles. Note, at Optum, the primary care doctor referral from my primary doctor, Dr. Thompson, the only doctor told to me to be in plan group was Malala. This just passing the year-end period of 2022. However, I have NPINO on Dr. Malala starting 4 years ago. Now, returning back Dr. Rosso. In medical session 45 time allows, only about 10 minutes in, I asked about the extremely low CD4/CD8 ratio. He did not give me an exact value, but he said it was in the 0.40 seconds. I said that is still quite low. Like no concern in the world, he says in insulting, but it is improving. Myself taken back at the callousness of such a statement, I started paraphrasing from the web document. Web, link, https://www.webmd.com/hive-aids/what-2-no-about-CD4-ratio-test. I am not going to leave this to misinterpretation. I am going to supply here at the conclusion of this email written today, the entire web article dated 2022. Obviously current. When I said, paraphrasing, will not return to normal for 6 years, and the statement may remain abnormal, I said, quote, that is irreparable harm, in view of all of these conflicts of care I have received going on since March of 2019. I want to be able to use my HIV team to document this malformed care and break established. They will not allow me to be on that site. They suspended my account unjustly several times. When I said irreparable harm, Dr. Rosso moved away from the backside of the medical tray or whatever object he was standing behind of me. He took out his stethoscope and I was still talking. He placed the stethoscope behind my back and directed me by saying breathe. I said, cooperatively of course, no doctor, you can say stop talking and then breathe, added here, if that is what your intention is. Dr. Rosso stormed out of the room. I basically chased after him in a complaining about how outrageous such an action demonstrated. Someone of their staff tried to calm me down, but it was obvious they were all in support of Dr. Rosso. I have no idea if Dr. Rosso had done something similar in the past. My assigned case manager came in and suggested, if you don't like our care, blah blah. I said in response, it is not that at all. What Dr. Rosso did is malpractice. I was escorted out of the office by security. I attempted to get a Los Angeles police officer to arrive on scene to make a report. I accidentally left my phone in the motel room in San Bernardino, I had a traffic ticket city worker call the police for me. Actually, I have a 911 text interface that was initiated from January. Posted here in spoken voice narrative. They were not going to show up on scene. It was a 10 a.m. or so appointment, and I waited all day hanging outside OF Wesley Health Center for the police, and also requesting the administrator. Nothing. It was being told to me that the Uber ride back has to be called in to travel back to San Bernardino. I really did not want to come back, but I left my phone in the motel. The Uber driver on the way back did not speak very good English, on purpose I am sure, dash, seen Pino comments on Dr. Maula. All of this is a conspiracy exposed. Now, what is above and just expressed is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I am currently in a relocation of a boarding care room with Joseph Fernandez after they, him and his son, represented to me a break of housing opportunity. I do not have a sheltered place out from this room and board after the 30th of June 2023. I am back into the street without sheltered living, which is very dangerous to my current HIV health condition. As I write on June 26, 2023, my housing opportunity ends on the 30th here. As a matter of being second-hand, exposed as contact high, the other person who is in this shared room has burned cannabis, and I suggest most likely meth. It is not my intention to get him into trouble. It is my intention to document these as a matter whether I am exposed to his activity enough to test positive for these chemicals in my system. If I do test positive in all of this, I will be demanding the exact quality levels of such positive tests after I share this with whatever process is diverted into for testing positive for a such drug screen. Skip to main content. Logo for webbed. Home. Conditions. Back. Conditions. View all. ADD/ADHD. Allergies. Arthritis. Atrial fibrillation. Breast cancer. Cancer. Crohn's disease. Depression. Diabetes. DVT. Eczema. Eye health. Heart disease. HIV and AIDS. Lung disease. Lupus. Mental health. Multiple sclerosis. Migraine. Pain management. Psoriasis. Psoriatic arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis. Sexual conditions. Skin problems. Sleep disorders. Ulcerative colitis. Drugs and supplements. Back. Drugs and supplements. Drugs. Supplements. Pill identifier. Interaction checker. Well, dash, being. Back. Well, dash, being. View all. Aging well. Baby. Birth control. Children's health. Diet and weight management. Fitness and exercise. Food and recipes. Healthy beauty. Men's health. Parenting. Pet health. Pregnancy. Sex and relationships. Teen health. Women's health. Symptom checker. Find a doctor. More. Back. More. News. Blogs. Podcasts. Webinars. Newsletters. Web magazine. Best hospitals. Support groups. Surgeries and procedures. Orthopedics. Privacy and more. Login. Search webbed. Search. HIV and AIDS reference. HIV and AIDS guide. What to know about the CD4, CD8 ratio test. Written by Parang Mehta. Medically reviewed by Donnie Paul Baby, MD on May 4, 2022. In this article, CD4 and CD8 are two types of white blood cells in your blood. CD4 cells are also called T-helper cells, T-suppressor cells, and cytotoxic T-cells. They help the body fight infections. CD8 cells are also called cytotoxic T-lymphocytes. They help fight cancer and germs that live inside your cells, intracellular pathogens. The human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, chiefly targets CD4 cells. A reduced number of these cells and a change in the CD4, CD8 ratio are signs of HIV infection. The CD4, CD8 ratio helps your physician judge disease activity and your response to treatment. CD4 cell count. The CD4 cell count is a good measure of the activity of the HIV infection and the success of the treatment. Normal CD4 numbers in the blood range between 500 to 1200 per cubic millimeter. The normal range for CD8 is 150 to 1000 per cubic millimeter. A CD4, CD8 ratio of more than 1.0 is considered normal. A CD4 count below 200 per cubic millimeter shows that you have acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS. Low CD4 counts are also seen in bone marrow suppression because of chemotherapy, long dash, standing infections, and some types of anemia. Once you start ART and antiretroviral therapy, a combination of antiviral medicines, your CD4 cell count increases gradually. Your physician will get your CD4 count tested every 3 to 6 months. The return of the CD4 count to normal levels, 500 per cubic millimeter, is a sign that the HIV infection is under control. CD4, CD8 ratio. Traditionally, CD4 counts and viral loads were used to judge the body's response to HIV treatment. But you may be experiencing a weakening of your immune system despite having a normal CD4 count. The CD4, CD8 ratio is more useful in judging the immune system's function. People with HIV and a low CD4, CD8 ratio have increased frailty and mortality. The total CD4 number, their proportion, CD4 percentage, and their ratio to CD8 cells, CD4, CD8 ratio, are tests used to guide HIV treatment. A CD4, CD8 ratio of more than 1.0 is considered normal. A low ratio, more CD8 cells than CD4, is often seen in HIV infections. The CD4, CD8 ratio test judges the strength of your immune system. It also tells your physician if you are at risk for opportunistic infections like pneumocystis pneumonia. Your physician may want to protect you by prescribing some medicines. A low CD4, CD8 ratio during treatment predicts that the virus hasn't been completely removed from your blood. If treatment begins early in the course of an HIV infection, your CD4, CD8 ratio is likely to become normal in about 6 years. Late and irregular treatments are associated with this test remaining abnormal. The currently used antiretroviral drugs are very effective. Viral loads become undetectable in the blood, and the CD4 count returns to normal with some years of treatment. But several complications of AIDS still happen. The CD4, CD8 ratio is more accurate at predicting the risk of AIDS, dash, associated cancers such as Kaposi's sarcoma and on, dash, Hodgkin's lymphoma. Low CD4, CD8 ratio. This test is most often done to assess HIV infection status. But it also helps in the diagnosis and monitoring of other diseases, infectious mononucleosis, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, Hodgkin disease, lymphoma, aplastic anemia, multiple sclerosis, myasthenia gravis, DeGeorge syndrome, organ transplantation, high CD4/CD8 ratio. The CD4/CD8 ratio can be high in major bacterial infection, viral infection, some types of blood cancer, testing for HIV. HIV is the most frequent reason for abnormal CD4, CD8 ratios. But this test should not be used to diagnose an HIV infection. Your physician will ask for antigen, antibody, or nucleic acid tests to diagnose an HIV infection. Once your physician has diagnosed HIV, they will start treatment. The CD4, CD8 ratio test and the CD4 cell count are helpful in assessing the progress of the infection. Your physician uses these tests to know if your infection is under control and whether you are at risk of complications. Another way to assess the progress of the HIV infection is to test the viral load. This measures the amount of HIV in your blood. A high viral load means that your immune system is not fighting the virus well. Your physician will test your viral load every 4 to 6 months, and will also test it if they change your medicines. High CD8 counts. Your doctor monitors CD8 counts frequently while you are on treatment for HIV. If your CD8 count is high, it means your viral load is low. Your CD4 count is likely to return to normal levels. CD8 cells are important in the body's defense against HIV, and high CD8 count means that your body is effectively controlling the infection. If your CD8 counts have been low or normal for some time and then become high, your physician is warned that treatment failure is about to happen. The CD8 cells increase in response to increasing viral load. Treatment failures happen in 20% to 40% of people on ART. Your doctor will ask if you're regular about taking your medicines, and consider other causes of treatment failure. HIV infection was a deadly disease a few decades ago. People with untreated AIDS usually die within 3 years. With treatment and proper monitoring, people with HIV can live long and productive lives. CD4 counts, viral loads, and the CD4, CD8 ratio tests help your physician judge your disease control and fine-tune your treatment. Getting these tests done regularly will help you keep the infection under control. Show sources. Share. Copyright 2022 WebMD, LLC. All rights reserved. View privacy policy and trust info. Recommended for you. Muscle-building during HIV treatment. How CD4 counts help treat HIV. What are the risks of HIV treatment-related weight gain? Top doctors in Fontana, California. Sponsored results. KL. Dr. Christina Larson, MD. Medical Oncology, Hematology, /Oncology. 1. TH. Dr. Tina Dean Hall. Primary and Urgent Care Nurse Practitioner, on-site.medical testing. 5. MK. Dr. Muhammad Khan, MD. Nephrology, Internal Medicine. 10. Find more top doctors on Fontana, California, 92335. More from WebMD. 5 tips to help with relapsing MS. How to thrive with narcolepsy. Relief for blocked hair follicles. Psoriatic arthritis in your sleep. What psoriasis feels like. First psoriatic arthritis flare. Talking to your doctor about Crohn's, a full-body disease. Avoiding Crohn's flares. Health benefits of hemp seed oil. Live better with psoriatic disease. Types of B-cell therapy for MS. 5 health benefits of hemp. Why prostate cancer spreads. Living with advanced breast cancer. Where breast cancer spreads. Related links. HIV and AIDS Health Resources News. HIV and AIDS Health Resources Reference. HIV and AIDS Health Resources Slideshows. HIV and AIDS Health Blogs. HIV and AIDS Health Resources Medications. Find a doctor. Crisis Assistance. Hepatitis. HIV Myths and Facts. Molluscum Contagiosum. Neuropathy. Opportunistic Infections. Other STDs. Sexual conditions. More related topics. Policies. About. Our apps. For advertisers. Privacy policy. Cookie policy. Editorial policy. Advertising policy. Correction policy. Do not sell my personal information. Terms of use. Visit WebMD on Facebook. Visit WebMD on Twitter. Visit WebMD on Pinterest. Trust. Tech registered seal. At Choices. Copyright 2005-2023 WebMD LLC, an internet brand company. All rights reserved. WebMD does not provide medical advice, diagnosis or treatment. See additional information. Logo for WebMD. On Thursday, June 22, 2023. 10:30 p.m. Christina Duarte, 10873@gmail.com, greater than wrote, hi Martin. You have sent a lot of information, and after reading it all I am trying to understand exactly what you are requesting. I want to make sure I understand what is going on, so I have some questions based on everything I have read. You are having issues with Kaiser, but you have an appointment scheduled. You have a police report, is that about what you witnessed with the ATM? Is Joseph Fernandez with Adult Protective Services, or is he responsible for the housing? What happened to the services I previously connected you with? Are any of the individuals you have included in this part of that? Regarding a note caption, since you are unclear on how to switch the moats from California, only to California, priority to prevent calls from going to voicemail in a call surge, would you like me to do that on the back end for you? I am happy to make the adjustment if it would make things easier for you. Please remember, a no caption is for accessibility and not a recording application. I know you need a no caption to understand your calls since we have spoken about this before, but since you said it was recording multiple times I wanted to make sure that was clear. I look forward to hearing back from you so I can better understand what is going on. Christina. On Thursday, June 22, 2023 at 1:51 p.m. Martin Hauser, a no caption, support at a no caption. .com, greater than wrote. # please type your reply above this line, # You are registered as a CC on this request, 21,487. Reply to this email to add a comment to the request. Martin Hauser. June 22, 2023, 1351 Pacific Daylight Time. You all must think this is bullshit. Email, web email address, will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com, spelled out as, email address, factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 p.m. Webpage. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://grammarly.realityaudit.life. Yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. San Bernardino Police Department. Case #23-66049. Officer Bright. Badge 51209. Introduction audio, still in draft. Has error. Respond to clarify. I personally don't think you care. From what I've seen, the impression I get. We are all just a bunch of cattle. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://realityaudit.life. Yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standard-software/family-driscoll/joseph%20hernandez%20oth%20an%20oopportunity.ogg-seriously 3/22/2022 last year CD4/CD8 ratio down to 0.39 January this year. CD4/CD8 ratio down to 0.25. Normal 1.0. 75 points down from normal. 0.00 dead. When will somebody help me seriously? On board help me? Seriously? You all can't be straightforward and real with me. Webbed. Web, link, https://www.webmed.com/hive-aids/what-2-know-about-CD4-CD8-ratio-test. CD4/CD8 ratio. Traditionally, CD4 counts and viral loads were used to judge the body's response to HIV treatment. But you may be experiencing a weakening of your immune system despite having a normal CD4 count. The CD4/CD8 ratio is more useful in judging the immune system's function. People with HIV and a low CD4/CD8 ratio have increased frailty and mortality. A low CD4/CD8 ratio during treatment predicts that the virus hasn't been completely removed from your blood. If treatment begins early in the course of an HIV infection, your CD4/CD8 ratio is likely to become normal in about 6 years. Late and irregular treatments are associated with this test remaining abnormal. On Thursday, June 22, 2023, 11:02 a.m. Martin Hauser less than web email address. Will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com, spelled out as, email address, factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 p.m. greater than wrote. Draft audio an hour. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://realityaudit.life. Yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standard-software/family-driskill/joseph%20hernandez%20of%20oan%20opportunity.ogg. Much more to this needs to be collectively in a group collection understood. No more games. On Thursday, June 22, 2023, 11 a.m. Martin Hauser less than web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com, spelled out as, email address, factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 p.m. greater than wrote. Oh, but of course lovely blonde female Dr. Veronica Lynn Kelly. On Thursday, June 22, 2023, 10:58 a.m. Martin Hauser less than web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com, spelled out as, email address, factsdontlie.hatedon.idie gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 p.m. greater than wrote. Collaboration. I'm seeking a collaboration request with the San Bernardino Police Department, the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, the San Bernardino County Administration of the Ryan White Care Act Policies, Christina Duarte, Bonnie Flippin, Officer Bright, Badge Number 51209, Case Number 23-66049, My Housing Joseph Hernandez, the supervisor at the Windsor Crisis Stabilization Unit who works for the operations at Telcare Corporation. Perhaps my mother. Perhaps God too, of course. And perhaps an alien from our visiting apps that could indeed be representatives of our good God creator of our humanity that has gone off the wall, off the mark, off the rails. Anyone else? Oh, let's go with the President of the United States of America, the Justice Department, and my cousin who was a former FBI agent. Kaiser Medical. Humana Medical. Oh my God, people, oh my God, what do you have done? I'm sick, this up, set up to kill me. Why will you not change, Jesus Christ? Dr. Jonathan Joe. I do believe that is his last name. He has a middle name in the course of this, so I might have it reversed in the infectious diseases of Kaiser Permanente, who promised that he was going to be a comprehensive recall of all of my records and start a process. I don't believe it. Unbelievable you are. Attachments. Unnamed underscore 0071. PNG. Unnamed underscore 0051. PNG. Screenshot underscore 20,230,622-132,736. PNG. Screenshot underscore 20,230,622-131,043. PNG. Screenshot underscore 20,230,622-131,206. PNG. Martin Hauser. June 22, 2023, 11:02 Pacific Daylight Time. Draft audio an hour. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell, ding ding. http://realityaudit.life. Yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standard-software/family-driskill/joseph%20hernandez%20of%20an%20opportunity.ogg. Much more to this needs to be collectively in a group collection understood. No more games. On Thursday, June 22, 2023, 11 a.m. Martin Hauser less than web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedondotidie@gmail.com, spelled out as, email address, factsdontlie@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 p.m. greater than wrote. Oh, but of course lovely blonde female Dr. Veronica Lynn Kelly. On Thursday, June 22, 2023, 10:58 a.m. Martin Hauser less than web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedondotidie@gmail.com, spelled out as, email address, F, A, C, T, S, D, O, N, T, L, I, E, dot, H, A, T, E, D, O, N, dot, I, D, I, E, D, at, G, M, A, I, L, dot, C, O, M, Google Mail account created August 13th, 2021, 7:19 p.m. greater than wrote. Collaboration. I'm seeking a collaboration request with the San Bernardino Police Department, the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, the San Bernardino County Administration of the Ryan White Care Act Policies, Christina Duarte, Bonnie Flippin, Officer Bright, Badge Number 51209, Case Number 23-66049, My Housing Joseph Hernandez, the supervisor at the Windsor Crisis Stabilization Unit who works for the operations at Telcare Corporation. Perhaps my mother. Perhaps God too, of course. And perhaps an alien from our visiting apps that could indeed be representatives of our good God creator of our humanity that has gone off the wall, off the mark, off the rails. Anyone else? Oh, let's go with the President of the United States of America, the Justice Department, and my cousin who was a former FBI agent. Kaiser Medical. Humana Medical. Oh my God, people, oh my God, what do you have done? I'm sick, this up, set up to kill me. Why will you not change, Jesus Christ? Dr. Jonathan Joe. I do believe that is his last name. He has a middle name in the course of this, so I might have it reversed in the infectious diseases of Kaiser Permanente, who promised that he was going to be a comprehensive recall of all of my records and start a process. I don't believe it. Unbelievable you are. Martin Hauser. June 22, 2023, 11 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. Oh, but of course, lovely blonde female Dr. Veronica Lynn Kelly. On Thursday, June 22, 2023, 10:58 a.m. Martin Hauser less than web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com, spelled out as email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13th, 2021, 7:19 p.m. greater than wrote. Collaboration. I'm seeking a collaboration request with the San Bernardino Police Department, the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, the San Bernardino County Administration of the Ryan White Care Act Policies, Christina Duarte, Bonnie Flippin, Officer Bright, Badge Number 51209, Case Number 23-66049, My Housing Joseph Hernandez, the supervisor at the Windsor Crisis Stabilization Unit who works for the operations at Telcare Corporation. Perhaps my mother. Perhaps God too, of course. And perhaps an alien from our visiting apps that could indeed be representatives of our good God creator of our humanity that has gone off the wall, off the mark, off the rails. Anyone else? Oh, let's go with the President of the United States of America, the Justice Department, and my cousin who was a former FBI agent. Kaiser Medical. Humana Medical. Oh my God, people, oh my God, what do you have done? I'm sick, this up, set up to kill me. Why will you not change, Jesus Christ? Dr. Jonathan Joe. I do believe that is his last name. He has a middle name in the course of this, so I might have it reversed in the infectious diseases of Kaiser Permanente, who promised that he was going to be a comprehensive recall of all of my records and start a process. I don't believe it. Unbelievable you are. Martin Hauser. June 22, 2023, 10:59 Pacific Daylight Time. Collaboration. I'm seeking a collaboration request with the San Bernardino Police Department, the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, the San Bernardino County Administration of the Ryan White Care Act Policies, Christina Duarte, Bonnie Flippin, Officer Bright, Badge Number 51209, Case Number 23-66049, My housing Joseph Fernandez, the supervisor at the Windsor Crisis Stabilization Unit who works for the operations at Telcare Corporation. Perhaps my mother. Perhaps God too, of course. And perhaps an alien from our visiting apps that could indeed be representatives of our good God creator of our humanity that has gone off the wall, off the mark, off the rails. Anyone else? Oh, let's go with the President of the United States of America, the Justice Department, and my cousin who was a former FBI agent. Kaiser Medical. Humana Medical. Oh my God, people, oh my God, what do you have done? I'm sick, this up, set up to kill me, why will you not change, Jesus Christ? Dr. Jonathan Joe. I do believe that is his last name. He has a middle name in the course of this, so I might have it reversed in the infectious diseases of Kaiser Permanente, who promised that he was going to be a comprehensive recall of all of my records and start a process. I don't believe it. Unbelievable you are. Martin Hauser. June 22, 2023, 10:53 Pacific Daylight Time. Actually, he did call. It was a missed call. He did not leave voicemail, though. On Thursday, June 22, 2023, 10:52 a.m. Martin Hauser less than web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com, spelled out as email address factsdontlie.hatedon@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 p.m. greater than wrote, he going, this is an inner caption on the record transcript. He never called me back. He just showed up, no announcement that he was on his way by text or anything. Unprofessional is what this is called. On Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, 4:30 p.m. Martin Hauser less than web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com, spelled out as email address factsdontlie.hatedon@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 p.m. greater than wrote, assigning California, connected to California NO.273. Dialing +19,515,346,127 Joseph Fernandez, yes. Breaking up. You have all your, -, with you, too, right? Okay. I'm going to call you right back. Disconnected, thank you for using a no caption. For customer support regarding this call, please reference call ID, 15,311,886. --, Joseph Fernandez is scheduling right from Kaiser Permanente at 1717 date. I trust to keep this internal. Martin Hauser. June 22, 2023, 10:52 Pacific Daylight Time. He going, this is an inner caption on the record transcript. He never called me back. He just showed up, no announcement that he was on his way by text or anything. Unprofessional is what this is called. On Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, 4:30 p.m. Martin Hauser less than web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows. Email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com, spelled out as email address factsdontlie.hatedon@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 p.m. greater than wrote. Assigning California. Connected to California NO.273. Dialing plus 19,515,346,127 Joseph Fernandez, yes. Breaking up. You have all your, with you, too, right? Okay. I'm going to call you right back. Disconnected. Thank you for using a no caption. For customer support regarding this call, please reference call ID 15,311,886. Joseph Fernandez is scheduling right from Kaiser Permanente at 1717 date. I trust to keep this internal. This email is a service from InnoCaption. Delivered by Zen Desk, the global technology overlay of customer support ticketing across the entire world. Hypocrisy at its highest fault. To be Zen? They know who I am in this challenge to have a circle of influences voice in these priority 911 emergency matters of paramount importance. Instill providence once and for all. God or the visiting UAP/UFO aliens from off Earth are watching. My efforts here are dedicated to all truth, no matter if that is an inconvenient truth. So be it. 0YJLNW-GWW1